The chance to work on a marine research ship would be a dream come true for any budding scientist. Two Indigenous students have had that chance to do that over the past 10 days, travelling on a CSIRO ship from Darwin to Fremantle. It's part of a program to draw more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders into STEM careers. One of the students on board the Investigator is Tiani Adamson. She's a third-year student studying wildlife conservation biology at the University of Adelaide, and she joins us now off the coast near Fremantle. I think you're docking later today, is that right, Tiani?
Yeah, that's right. It'll be a couple more hours and we'll be back on land for the first time in a few days. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, thanks for joining us so early. How's the voyage been?
The voyage has been incredible. I feel really grateful to have had the opportunity to come on board and be surrounded by an absolute plethora of incredible researchers who are experts in their field and have been working in the marine industry for most of their lives. It's been an amazing time and we've really been able to get involved in a bunch of different projects that are going on and really immerse ourselves in the whole experience.
So tell us about the kind of work that you managed to do then with these research teams. What in particular?
So there's a few main research projects that happen on each voyage of the RV Investigator. The ones that I've mainly been involved with is we've been doing some monitoring of bird and cetacean species, identifying and quantifying the distribution of seabirds and cetaceans along the west coast. And I guess that allows us to link those distributions further in the future with oceanography and have a look at what sort of abundance and species populations are around. So on this trip, we've seen about 5,800 bird individual species and 25 different species along the way. So some of those are resident species and some are migratory. So that was really incredible. As well as that, one of the PhD students from Flinders University in Adelaide, Elise Touré, has been working on microplastics. So it's been really awesome to be down with her and having a look at her filtering out the water and condensing bacteria and whatnot and making a difference in that space and seeing just how much plastic is actually in our water columns along the west coast is pretty crazy and a bit frightening. So there's a few solutions that we'll have to come up with in the future, I guess, to mitigate risks around that.
So you're not only out in the field and doing that primary research, which is just an awesome experience, but as you said, you're travelling alongside a few research teams, which means that you're getting the benefit of some real mentoring as well. Is that how you found the trip?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of people giving a lot of advice in terms of, you know, postgraduate education and looking for careers, and it's been really beautiful to have the opportunity to talk to people about their experiences in the industry and what's going on and building that relationship with people who have been through the education system and made successful and great impact in their careers in that way.
So, Tiani, what did you get out of the trip? What does this opportunity mean for you as an Indigenous woman in STEM?
It's been a really incredible opportunity as an Indigenous person to be able to have this sort of experience, especially, you know, for a lot of us, we're often the first person to finish high school on one side of my family or the first person to, you know, attend university and graduate university. So it's been an absolute privilege to be able to be a part of the education system, and I think that something that's really important for us culturally is, you know, in finding out further about our families and who we are culturally and not forgetting our cultural roots and retaining that culture into the future. So I guess the sort of work that I'm looking to do into the future is combining Indigenous knowledges and Western science together and able to help look after Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to nurture their own land and have sustainable practices on their own country. We've been managing land for upward of 60,000 years successfully, and I think there's a lot of scope to look after our earth in that sort of way into the future, especially with, you know, in terms of fire stick burning and whatnot. I think we'd have a lot less problems right now if we were looking after our country in that way. So it's been awesome to remember that and to share knowledge on that, but also have the experience of, you know, being involved with all these researchers and being able to network and look towards a successful career for myself in the future in ways I can help I guess, in Western way.
Well, the point of this program by the CSIRO was about encouraging more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to enter STEM. There is a real underrepresentation in this field, but do you see things changing at all?
Yeah, I guess the underrepresentation of that is, you know, due to a long time of suppression and not being able to be a part of the education system. And people not being able to have the opportunity to do things like this. So programs such as this run by the CSIRO really give us a platform to be able to step up, come to the table and immerse ourselves in these experiences. And as more things and more assistance and help is provided to, you know, be able to have Australia in, you know, a more equal scheme and look after First Nations people, we'll see more people coming to the table and involving themselves in these sorts of things. I mean, Stolen Generations and those sorts of tragic parts of our history are not all that far away. So we've got a lot of work to do before we begin to see those sorts of things changing, and a lot of recognition of our past, of history of Australia, before people will start coming to the table and wanting to involve themselves in the Western world and in that way. But we have a really exciting opportunity again by the CSIRO. They're running another voyage with an opportunity for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander STEM students to embark on a voyage, and that one's in June from Cairns to Hobart. So if there are any people who are, you know, looking to do similar experiences, there are more coming up, which is super exciting.
It sounds like you certainly can recommend it. Tiani, we've got to finish up because we've got another story to go to before the news, but I just wanted to ask you then about your sort of plans. You talked about your ambitions around, you know, drawing on your culture and the science studies. You wrap up your studies, I understand, in about 6 months. So what's next for you?
Yeah, so I guess for myself, I've been studying for about 6.5 years at university. I started off in veterinary bioscience and moved across to conservation because I wanted to be able to look at things on a broad ecological scale and include the, you know, my cultural benefit and looking after people on country. So my new science degree really allows me to do that, and I absolutely love that. So looking into the future is, I think, potential work probably in community for a while, getting further understanding of on country practice and land management. And, yeah, then moving forward, I guess potentially in the future I've been looking at postgraduate studies, but I think having a bit of work and living in community for a while is something that I really, really would like to do, in able to look after my own mental health and nurture our Aboriginal people in their own country.
And where is your own country, Tiani?
So my family are from Thursday Island, which is up in the Torres Strait. Most of my family on the Torres Strait side of my family now live on Larrakia country, which is in Darwin, and my mum's side are based down in South Australia. But I grew up with my mum, and we lived in a lot of different Aboriginal communities growing up, including Palm Island, which is just off of Townsville. So I feel like I'm fairly widely spread all over Australia. We've moved a lot and been involved in a lot of communities, so I feel really grateful to be accepted as an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person wherever I've lived, and be able to immerse myself in culture and language and dance and song lines wherever we are.
You're a wonderful role model, and all the best with your future endeavours. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Tiani Adamson is a wildlife conservation biology student. She's just completed that trip with the CSIRO research ship as part of the Indigenous Time at Sea Scholarship.